Hi everyone, welcome to this new episode of One Day, One Author, where we talk about an important author who marks the history. The subject of the day is Shakespeare's influence, now and before. Indeed, we saw it was really important to come back to this talented author who's still so present and important after his death.
So, first we talk about the universe subject through the two different plays. Much Ado About Nothing, and Antony and Cleopatra. Through that, we'll be able to discuss different topics, and just as usual, we'll finish on our personal feeling. Let's go.
First of all, Shakespeare reached a lot of universal themes, emotion through his plays.
In Shakespeare's plays, love is impossible, like Antony and Cleopatra, because Antony wants a love story with Cleopatra. But for that, he needs to make war, but he resigns to war consequently to his love to Cleopatra. And in the end, the two main characters die. Other example, with Much Ado About Nothing, a new type of love is formulated, love at the first sight, that many movies use as a formula. Of course, Shakespeare writes other plays with other type of love, but it will be too long to talk about everything. But anyway, we can definitely say that Shakespeare mentioned all the different type of love and that he is one of the masters of this huge subject.
Death is a very terrifying world. Since the start of life, we try to find an answer to it. What happens after? Is there even something after? A lot of religions and artists have tried to answer that, but no one has found the answer yet. That's why a lot of people, I mean almost everyone, is afraid of it. Because we don't know anything about it. Still one of the biggest mysteries of life. So that's a very important motion, especially in Shakespeare's stories. Since death will match well with love, for example, in Antony and Cleopatra, she is ready to follow him after life, in the afterlife, because he sacrificed himself for the Egyptians. As well as Romeo and Juliet, for example, indeed in this story, both characters were ready to follow each other in the afterlife.
Then, I don't know if it was done on purpose, but Much Ado About Nothing showed the importance of marriage in this time. It was an obligatory passage during life. But through the characters of Beatrice and Benedict, we discover a new aspect of the subject. Those characters bring some freshness because they are shown as people who don't want to be married. You can call that a revolution because it was not a common way of thinking. They speak very freely and marriage is not their priority. Shakespeare was, in a certain way, in advance on his time. The idea of people who go against societal expectation was impossible at this time. I found it exceptional that he was able to speak freely about this subject because it means that it was not unthinkable.
Now, let's move on to our personal feeling with, as a motion, if we can call it like that, page to stage to screen.
The plays were well written and we have good actors nowadays. Then, the emotions never die, it's universal. So if we mix a well written play and good actors, we can still feel that what Shakespeare wanted to convey. Plus, the author still has an impact because of the subjects that touch everyone even nowadays. It's impressive how a person who lived in the 16th century still has such an impact on a huge place in this art called theater in the 21st century. Nevertheless, I think it's not the same thing when his plays are adapted in film. Indeed, to me, it can obviously be good in a movie, but not as good as it is on stage. When you see it in live, you feel the emotions directly in front of you, but I think in a movie it's less impactful.
Well, I think all three of them can have disadvantage and advantage. For example, having paid actors allow you to have better feeling of emotion than simple letters. That's why having actors in front of you can be really good since you are very close to them, because there is not a wall between you and the actors also. Paper is good since there is nothing visual, it allows you to really make you a proper vision, imagine it like you want it to be, which really allows you people to escape better from the reality.
I think the best place to see his work is on the stage because we see directly the character that allow us to immerse ourselves in the story and we can feel the artist's emotion. After reading Shakespeare's story, it is so pleasant because we can feel the emotion of Shakespeare world. I think sometimes you don't even need to watch the play. Sometimes you're just reading it's enough. Then you can imagine the character as you wish and the location too. It's good for our imagination. Finally, to me, seeing it on a screen is the worst. It's good anyway, but not as much as the book or the play.
Thank you very much. It's been really pleasing. We saw that, yes, Shakespeare still had a big influence on literature and art in general. It was very interesting to highlight some points about that and to talk about different plays he made. I hope you liked it and see you soon on another episode for another author.